Washington, D.C. I got a lot of evil there, but we're getting it out step by step. A lot of evil. A lot of bad people. A lot of bad people. A lot of fake media. Look at them. A lot of fake
people. You are fake news.
NBC is perhaps worse than CNN, I have to tell you. And MSNBC is horrible.
Check it out!
It's 1999. I'm on Meet the Press, a show now headed by Sleepy Eyes Chuck Todd. He's a sleeping son of a bitch, I'll tell you.
That sounds awfully harsh. Why can't you be a little more supportive?
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Come up to Truth Seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local now for a, for a Thursday. And you know what that means? Wayne Allen Root coming up an hour from now. I'm very, very excited about that. I want you to hear right off the bat, we're going to be connecting with Cassie Smedley, the Deputy Communications Director for the Republican National Committee. But I want you to hear from the top dog at the Republican National Committee, the chair, Ronna McDaniel. And let's go to cut one. And while we're doing that, we'll hook up with Cassie Smedley. This is a new strategy, which I think is a good one, of referring to what's going on in Washington as a bloodless coup. A coup d'etat, the deep state doing its thing. This is Ronna McDaniel last night, was on with Lou Dobbs on Fox News Channel. Here it is.
Let's start with a couple of metrics on how you can judge the president is either gaining or losing support, perhaps, with his base and the Republicans. How's your fundraising going?
Well, it's been gangbusters, Lou, and the support for this president is like nothing we've never seen. In the first 48 hours after Nancy launched her coup attempt of this president, I don't call it an impeachment inquiry, it's an attempt to overthrow a president, we had 50,000 new small online donors. We raised $13 million in 48 hours, and actually went to $15 million shortly after that. I mean, the enthusiasm, the energy behind our base to support this president and recognize the corruption of what's happening in the Democrat Party is just sending our fundraising through the roof.
Well, that is a very important and critical test. And the other is to see how the party is standing up for this president. I want to compliment you, and the Republican National Committee for standing up for this president and making it clear there will be a price for Republican office holders who do not stand with the president in this critical moment in which, you can call it what you will, but it is an effort to overthrow the presidency of Donald Trump.
And to disenfranchise 63 million people who elected this president. You know, as I travel the country, Lou, I'm in Michigan today, people keep saying to me, we want Republicans to stand up for this president. Democrats always stick together. We need to stick together and support our president because he has stood up for the American people, bringing jobs back and wages up and doing everything he could to make lives better for people across this country. And that's why they're giving money. That's why they recognize the Democrat Party for what it is, that they're trying to undermine the vote of all those 63 million people because they don't like the vote. They don't like that they elected Donald Trump. They think they're smarter than everybody. So they're saying, you know what? We're going to use our government power. We're going to abuse it. We're going to totally disenfranchise the rule of law. And we're going to try and impeach this president. And we're not going to have it.
I love that because Ronna McDaniel, I think, has started something that I like. And that is equating this to some sort of bloodless coup d'etat that is going on, the deep state, trying to negate 63 million voters who went to the polls in 2016. Joining us now is, she's not the boss, but she knows the boss, Cassie Smedley, Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director, joining us from our nation's capital. Cassie, good morning.
Hey, Kevin, great to be with you. That's right, I'm not the boss, but I know the boss who knows the boss.
There you go. I want to ask you, the president was out on the White House lawn today, getting ready to jump on Marine One, I'm assuming, and made some statements that folks at CNN and MSNBC, it's driving them nuts because Supposedly, it's more evidence that's going to be used in an impeachment, articles of impeachment. What exactly did the president do this morning that got these cable networks so up in arms?
Well, from what I saw, and I have to say I was running back and forth, but he's saying, yeah, I think China and Ukraine should investigate Joe Biden. And so there again, they're like, here he is misusing the office of the president. We know that Ukraine sent a letter completely separate saying that the president, they did not ask them to do it, but they do believe that there is something to investigate. And I know it drives the media crazy because they don't want to ask the questions about Joe and Hunter Biden. That is their chosen candidate. That is someone that they are trying very hard to protect. And the president just comes right out and says it. And when he does, he's very candid, off the cuff. Media stop by as he's getting ready to board the helicopter. And it's just another day that ends in Y that they are outraged by something with this White House. But going back to that soundbite from the chairwoman, that is what this is. Within 72 hours of Donald Trump being president-elect, not even inaugurated, president-elect, they were talking about, not only the media, but Democrats as well, talking about impeaching him, what that would look like, what it would take. This has been their goal all along. When they didn't win, they put up their chosen candidate in Hillary Clinton. She didn't get the job done, won what we now see to have been a terrible campaign. They didn't want to accept the results of the election. And so all they've been trying to do since basically minute one is undermine them. And that is undermining the will of the American people. It's so condescending to American voters. And this is just the latest in that effort, that political vendetta, not just against Donald Trump, but against the American voters. And I don't think, I think they've met their match. They were not expecting Donald Trump to call them out on it. And isn't it funny how he's going off on Twitter about, we need to investigate the whistleblower. We need to know more. How can someone just anonymously lodge this complaint? And then there's nothing that says, oh yeah, this is a credible source here. And everybody went after him for saying that. And then lo and behold, from the New York Times of all places, yesterday it comes out that the whistleblower went right into Adam Schiff's office, essentially asked for help. They put him in touch with a politically motivated lawyer who then helped him create this fine-tuned whistleblower complaint that hit right at the exact words that he needed it to hit on. Adam Schiff completely lied that he had no knowledge of this and no contact with the whistleblower prior to the complaint being subpoenaed. And lo and behold, here yet again, Donald Trump says there's something fishy going on here, and the Democrats are, it does smell to high heaven over in Adam Schiff's office.
I want to ask you about the investigation of the investigators that is going on right now with Bill Barr, the Attorney General, and the Democrats desperately want to they want to besmirch the reputation of Bill Barr. Right. For going to Italy, for talking with the Australians, the UK. How many investigations like that are going on right now? Because there are investigations, I understand, that are you know, IG investigations, things like that. How much of that's going on right now?
Well, I don't have an exact number, but suffice it to say, I think this is a pretty high priority for the AG and the IGs, as it should be. And I'm so glad you brought up about how they are trying to smear Bill Barr, someone who has a pretty impeccable reputation. And from an apolitical point of view, his career has been stellar, and both sides have agreed on that, as you saw by his confirmation process. And now all of a sudden they're trying to take him down and show him not to be credible or to be biased, because he's going after what they all should be going after, investigating the investigators, getting to the bottom of what happened in 2016. Isn't it interesting that Democrats have been shouting, we need to find out what happened in our elections in 2016. We need to hold those responsible. And then when Donald Trump says, all right, I'm asking the questions of the head of Ukraine, and Bill Barr says, yep, I'm investigating that, now all of a sudden that's a problem for them. Isn't that interesting? And I think that's something that's worth paying attention to. And I'm glad that Bill Barr, with the support of the president, is doing it and is doing his job. That is, he said this in his testimony before Congress, My role is to ensure the integrity of our elections in the future by looking into what happened in the past and making sure it never happens again. That's my duty to the American people, my responsibility to the American people. Why is that such a controversial mission?
Cassie Smedley joining us, a Republican National Committee Deputy Communications Director, joining us from our nation's capital. What is it you think they are investigating? When you're talking with the Brits, you're talking with the Aussies, you're talking with Italy, you're talking with Ukraine. What is it that we are actually investigating?
Well, it's a good question, but I think you're going into what was going on in 2016. What was happening via, whether it be Joe Biden and his office from the vice presidency. Remember in the tapes that came out, I guess, just a week ago, it's hard to believe it's only been a week, but Joe Biden talking to that room where he said that he got the quote, son of a bitch fired, the prosecutor in Ukraine. And when the Ukrainian government said, we want to discuss this with the president, he said, President Obama's on board. So what were those conversations like? What did they know? When did they know it? And if there were signs that people were trying to infiltrate our election process, which we know there were signs, what did, if anything, did those in charge at the time do to try and stop it? Everybody keeps trying to put the focus on Donald Trump and even the focus on 2020, but this very much is, and rightfully so, about 2016. We have to figure out what the mistakes were in order to learn from them and make sure they never happen again and that no one else is able to get as close to compromising our election process. That's fair. That shouldn't be controversial. But I think what they're looking into is what was going on and who knew what and what actually happens, what never happens.
Cassie, tell me how did Robert Mueller miss all of this? I mean, these are all things that maybe I missed it in the 400-page report, but how is it that Robert Mueller missed all this in 2016?
Right, and that's something that A.G. Barr brought up in his testimony before Congress, where he suggested that there wasn't enough emphasis in the report. It was curious that there was not enough emphasis on that exact question. Why didn't they leave there? And I know other lawmakers have brought this up as well. But if you look at it, then it would naturally follow that you'd say, okay, so if this wasn't happening in Trump Tower, or who authorized that, or why was that person authorized? And then you go and look back as to who was in the White House at the time, who was in the administration at the time, Susan Rice, Barack Obama. I mean, did it go all the way up to the president of the United States? And those are answers, again, that we need to protect the integrity of our elections in the future. But you have to be asking these questions. It's concerning that that wasn't a duh moment for the investigators and for the Mueller probe. But I'm not here to make statements that I can't back up factually in terms of the political motivations of anyone having to do with the Mueller probe. But it is a fair question that should be asked over and over again as to why there wasn't more of an emphasis placed. How did the facts not lead them to ask those questions? But I do think that the attorney general now is focused on it. And I think Democrats are pretty nervous what he might find.
And by the way, they should be nervous because some of this stuff is going to be blockbuster stuff. I've only got about 4 minutes and I want to turn the attention to something a little more positive. I was on the phone yesterday with the CMS Administrator Seema Verma, and she said the president was going to the villages today, signing an executive order, and with some great news about Medicare and Medicare Advantage. Can you talk a little bit about why the president's going to Florida today?
Well, the villages, Florida, is part of the congressional district that houses one of the oldest populations in the country. So it makes sense to go there to that spirited place. I actually used to work for the congresswoman who once represented that area, so it's a good spot. But and Seema Verma is a fantastic CMS administrator and has done some great work prior to this role in keeping costs down and keeping access available for Medicare and Medicaid as well for low income. And so I think with the president, it makes perfect sense that he's going down there into the heart of Medicare recipient country to talk about how they are ensuring access and quality care for seniors. And you can be sure that he's probably going to seep in there about the alternative and what the Democrats are offering. The Democrats, quote unquote, Medicare for all, the government takeover of healthcare, that would decimate the Medicare program that seniors not only currently enjoy and like, but that they pay into. And it would absolutely compromise their access and quality of care. And so I think the president is not going to waste the opportunity to remind them of that today.
Well, and by the way, just some of the numbers, which are just mind-boggling. The administration announced last week that on average, Medicare Advantage premiums in 2020 are expected to decline 23% from 2018. 23% from 2018 to 2020. That's incredible.
And this is writ large. They have had healthcare premiums have gone down. Yes, absolutely, for seniors and Medicare Advantage. But we saw that, and this is by the president opening up those shorter-term health plans to get people coverage without having to go into get the Obamacare penalty, lifting some of those restrictions that Obamacare hampered on people. And so that's allowed for a reduction in premiums. That's the first time we've seen that happen in, I believe, well over a decade. I'm a little rusty on my numbers.
No. I tell you, though? You know, they always talked in 2010, Democrats always promised they were going to bend the cost curve of health care down. This is really fulfilling that promise. Obama didn't do it. President Trump did it. Cassie, I got to run. I'm running short on time. Yeah. But go ahead.
Well, it's just saying, and without compromising access to quality care, they are doing what Obamacare promised and lied. They are actually doing it within the structure that we know our seniors like.
Hey, Cassie, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. And we'll do it again soon, okay?
Look forward to it. Thanks, Kevin.
Cassie Smedley, RNC Deputy Communications Director, joining us live and local now.
Hi, this is Diamond and Silk. If you can see mountains in Nevada, listen to Kevin Wall. On the Nevada Talk Network.
Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? Hey, Kevin Wall here. I'm happy to inform you there is a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you choose your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family, that's mom, dad, and all kids. This is the way healthcare should be. For information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. That's 800-961-3408.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and I ran for governor in 2018. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors. And I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids bikes, affordable hybrid mountain bikes, and gift cards. We also have a wide variety of the latest e-bikes, which allows anyone to ride a bike, especially for those who want to ride a bike again but have some limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. And for those of you who are interested in a more extended outdoor experience, visit escapeadventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Escapeadventures.com.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. 800-961-3408. That's 800-961-3408.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
Am I right about this? Is it 59 years? 59 years since Americans got their first visit to Mayberry. The Andy Griffith Show. Interesting. And it ran for like forever. And I'll bet you it's still on. It's still on. Isn't that incredible? Wanna pass along one piece of news. It may make the top of the hour news, the bottom of the hour news, not really sure. MGM Resorts International and lawyers representing victims and families in 1 October. They have reached a settlement deal that could total upwards of $800 million. The settlement is between $735 million and $800 million. By any account, that is a lot of money that MGM Resorts International and or their insurance companies will be paying out. That's a lot of money. Stick around. More to do as we continue. It is live and local. Now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
Hey, it's me. You know, your tummy. Sorry to interrupt your listening pleasure, but I've been trying to get your attention for the past half hour. I am hungry. Let's go to Taco Time. They got a sweet pork recipe to die for. Tender pork carnitas, slow roasted to juicy perfection in a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl. Sweet, right? So what you say? Can we go? Huh? Can we?
Listen to your tummy. Get a sweet pork burrito or a sweet pork bowl at Taco Time, where real ingredients make better food.
Hi, I'm Charlie Jones, here with your invitation to join me 9 to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. Beginning at 9 p.m., I'll lay it all out. We'll digest the news of the day, keep an eye on world events, take a hard look at those pesky social issues, and dial in a good sharp focus on the ever-changing American news landscape and mix in your perceptions and observations from your phone calls. So tell your friends I'm here tonight and I want to talk to you. 9 p.m. to midnight, Sunday through Thursday, right here where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump will be heading to Florida shortly, where he'll be unveiling a Medicare plan today that he'll enact with an executive order. It's an answer to the Democrats' Medicare for All proposals. Here's Health and Human Services Chief Alex Azar.
A lot of the proposals for Medicare for All, what they would do is actually take Medicare Advantage away. They would outlaw private insurance. And this is what our seniors want. What the president's doing today is putting a stake in the ground, saying he's going to be the one defending and protecting protecting Medicare for our seniors. He's going to be improving Medicare, and he's not going to let anyone touch their Medicare.
He spoke on the Fox Business Network. At least four people are dead after a knife attack in the courtyard of the Paris police headquarters today. At least one of the people killed was a cop. The suspect is identified as an administrative employee who'd been with the office for over two decades. He was shot and killed. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-631-9241. 800-631-9241. That's 800-631-9241.
Money, 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 money. You gotta have it. When you need it, what do you do? If you don't have a rich uncle, call LendingTree. With us, hundreds of banks compete for your business, so you'll get loans with competitive interest rates, and in some cases, with no closing costs. So here's the deal. If you need money, call us. Do you want to refinance your current loan? Are you 62 or older and interested in a reverse mortgage? Then call LendingTree now. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. We've closed over $250 billion in loans. We know what we're doing and can help you. Call right now for a free quote. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. 800-847-0225. That's 800-847-0225. NMLS number 1136.
Let us know what's on your mind. Email NevadaTalkNet@gmail.com or call 775-293-1875.
I don't care if it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus riding on the dashboard of my car.
Yes, yes, yes.
I can go 100 miles an hour, long as I got the almighty power. You don't care if I'm
Oh, I love that. I absolutely love that. I want you to hear from the President of the United States. There was a news conference yesterday. It was one of those joint photo ops with the President of Finland. And one of the things that came up was at this White House newser was the phone call. The July 25th or 26th phone call, and how the president said repeatedly that he knew other people were on this phone call. This was not a big surprise to him. Let's go to cut eight. This was the president yesterday. He knew that others were listening in to his now infamous Ukraine phone call. Here it is.
Many people were on the line. I knew that because usually when I speak to foreign
country leaders. You can name any one of them, but when I speak on the phone, I know that we have many people listening from various intelligence agencies. My knowledge, I know all about it. And so this isn't something like, oh, gee, I'm on the line. Let's talk about a big secret. This is many people on the line. I don't even know how many. We'll find out, I guess. But many people, Mike Pompeo was on the line, didn't say anything. He just, because they listen for both knowledge and for security reasons and for lots of reasons. But the president of Ukraine at the United Nations the other day, and previous to that, he announced through his spokesperson, said there was absolutely no pressure put on him. There was no quid pro quo at all. And if you look at this whistleblowers, which I have a lot of respect for whistleblowers, but only when they're real, his report of the phone call was totally different than the fact. But what got them was they never thought I was going to release the call, because I don't like doing that. I don't want to do it. I hope I don't have to do it again. Release phone calls to foreign dignitaries, to foreign leaders. I don't want to do that, John. I don't want to do it again. But I did it with the permission of the Ukrainian government. We got permission. We called up their representatives and asked them, would it be okay? Otherwise, I couldn't have done it. And if I wouldn't have done it, I would have been exposed to a lie. Because the whistleblower report, didn't he say 7 or 8 times I said quid pro quo? In other words, you're going to do this or you're not going to get money. Now, in all fairness, Biden said it, and he's on tape. In all fairness, you have at least 4 United States senators, Democrats, that said it, and they said it a lot stronger than even Schiff and his made-up story said it. Obama, when he was dealing with the president of Russia, not Putin, he said, hey, tell Vladimir I can do a lot more after the election. You remember that? You didn't make a big deal out of that. Everybody thought, oh, isn't that cute? Isn't that cute? My talk and my response, Lindsey Graham said, I never knew you were that nice. I can't believe you were that nice. He said that loud and clear. It was perfect. It was perfect. Not a thing wrong with it. To impeach a president over a fraud that was committed by other people that want to win an election in 2020, which they won't, is incredible. So, this is the greatest hoax. Now, it's gone on for a long time. We had the Mueller collusion delusion, okay? That went on for years. And that's finally done. No collusion, no obstruction, no nothing. It was a joke, and everyone knows it.
Good God, he is fabulous.
I would tend to agree with that. I want to go to the other side, though. I want to go to the Democrats. This is cut 4. And this is Jackie Speier from the People's Republic of California, a member of Congress, a Democrat, and a flaming liberal. And was on with, where was this? This was Aaron Burnett. And this is a response to the story, which is now kind of widely spread, that the UK, Italy, and Australia, along with Ukraine, are very much still being investigated relative to the 2016 election. Listen to Jackie Speier. She says this is wrong. You can't be dragging. They don't want any part, the Democrats, of getting to the bottom of what happened in 2016. You know, for the 2.5 years and $40 million that was spent. The Democrats don't want to know, because this could be a blockbuster. This could be something that blows this whole story up. This was Jackie Speier, though, last night with Aaron Burnett on CNN.
He is still trying to promote a false narrative, and he's doing it on our time. He should be running the country, not trying to create this narrative that has truly been debunked over and over again. And what it does is it gives our adversaries a wide opening to do untoward things because we're not watching. And that's what I'm most concerned with right now.
The president has made your chairman, Adam Schiff, a clear target, right? You heard him today, again and again and again. Here's just some of the things that he threw out there today.
We don't call him Shifty Schiff for nothing. He's a shifty, dishonest guy. He should resign from office in disgrace. And frankly, they should look at him for treason, because he is making up the words of the President of the United States. You know, there's an expression, he couldn't carry his blank strap. I won't say it because they'll say it was so terrible to say. But that guy couldn't carry his blank strap. Do you understand that?
Congressman, what do you read in the President's tone?
Well, it's very dishonorable. He is really lowering himself to a level that is unbecoming a president, not to mention the fact that he is making false statements, using words that can only be used when we're talking about people being at war and someone working on behalf of another country, all of which is not the case. I think what he sees is that he's threatened by the brain of Adam Schiff, the way that he moves the committee and operates the committee, and I think that has got him very concerned. What we saw today in that press conference is a decompensating president, and we should all be very concerned about that.
Would you like some cheese with that wine?
I just love that. I just love that. Decompensating. I'm going to have to look that one up. Sorry. I don't have that. I want to go to Devin Nunes real quick, though. See if we can squeeze it in before the break. Was on with Martha McCallum last night. He is the ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee and says, you know, the whistleblower has been meeting and is being deposed and is sharing his or her information with the House Intelligence Committee and other committees for that matter. Devin Nunes, though, was on with Martha McCallum and talked about the whistleblower and the pressure that he or she is under to tell the truth to the House Intelligence Committee. This is cut number 3. Go.
Devin Nunes, ranking member of the House Intelligence Committee. Chairman Nunes, good to have you with us tonight. Thank you for being here, Congressman
Great.
Nunes.
Thank you.
So,
thank
you. Your reaction, you know, obviously, you know, perhaps nobody was more disappointed than Adam Schiff in the outcome of the Mueller investigation. He has said for 2 years that he had evidence that there was collusion, and that turned out to not be the case. So what do you make of this story tonight that there was some interaction between this whistleblower and his office?
Well, I'd say first, I'm not surprised, Martha, but let's get some facts on the table, because I know you and your audience, you like facts. We first learned about this about 3 weeks ago on a late Friday night press release that was multiple pages long, multiple paragraphs long. We got that, Republicans received that press release, and we said, what on earth is going on here? All of you in the press got this. Why is this being pumped up this big? A few days later, after a briefing, Schiff briefs us a little bit on this and claims he doesn't know exactly what this is, but it must be really important. I mean, those are just two sets of facts that clearly he's trying to pump up and promote this story. And now we find out that, yeah, because his staff knew about it ahead of time. And look, the thing that's still not clear is when did they actually find out about it? But we still don't have a date. When did this whistleblower actually start talking to the Democrats on the Intelligence Committee?
Yeah,
and it would have been very easy to. It would have been very easy just to tell us. And
yeah.
He had multiple opportunities to tell us.
I mean, in this environment, it's obvious that everything is going to come out. There is an intense amount of focus on all sides of this equation. So obviously, it would have been easier, I think, to say, yeah, they contacted us. We told them exactly what to do. That's what they're saying now. But it raises the question, because he was asked this several times. So why did he say no so many times when that, you know, turns out to not be the case here? I want to ask you a little bit about what's going on.
I think things were leaking. I think things were leaking, yeah. Martha, because we began to get rumors. If you look at Schiff's tweets, so this was probably an easy way to get this out, so they probably copped up to it. But what you have to remember is the whistleblower is supposedly going to come and talk to us. I mean, we've already got the questions for the whistleblower, and question, you know, 1 through 10 is, who did you talk to? When did you talk to them? So,
okay.
You know, the whistleblower, you know, better be careful when he comes in to make sure he tells us the truth and have the exact dates.
I know nothing, I see nothing, and I say nothing.
I don't think that will pass muster with Devin Nunes if the whistleblower comes in and pulls, Sergeant Schultz on all of us. I just don't think it's going to happen. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, one member of the United States Senate, a guy that would be a juror, okay, he would end up being a juror in a impeachment trial. He is from Connecticut, and he was in Las Vegas. Yeah, he's been in Las Vegas. He was there for that that big anti-gun forum that the Democrats had yesterday. We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up live and local now.
Where Nevada comes to talk, making radio great again. The official radio stations of the Vegas Golden Knights.
I'm Byron Bergeron, and I'm a lawyer. Now, I know that people don't like lawyers, but think of it like this. I'm here to level the playing field so you get a fair shake. Let me give you an example. You get into a wreck. Your insurance company wants you to think it represents you, and its priority is your best interest. You know, good hands. The truth is, its priority is its checkbook and its shareholders. If it's to their advantage, they will throw you under the bus so fast, you'll think the mayhem guy in the TV commercial is driving. I have only one client, you. And I can keep these companies in line because I have only one shareholder to answer to, me. I answer my own phone. I return my own phone calls. And other than my wife and two babies, the most important people in the world are my clients. 775-229-3736. 775-229-3736. When you need the field leveled so you can get a fair shake, call me.
Attention RV buyers, the best RV show in Northern Nevada is here October 4th to the 13th, the Reno RV Show at the Wild Island Family Adventure Park at I-80 and Sparks Boulevard across from Legends. Save thousands on all RVs, including toy haulers, bump house units, lightweight travel trailers, entry-level units, and luxury fifth wheels, including Grand Design, R-Pods, Lance, and more. The Reno RV Show sure to have a unit that fits your budget. Take advantage of special show finance rates, travel trailers under $199 per month, fifth wheels from $330 per month. Don't miss the show and your opportunity to save thousands. The Reno RV Show at the Wild Island Family Adventure Park across from Legends, October 4th through the 13th. Download free tickets online at therenorvshow.com and receive a $300 camping voucher booklet absolutely free at the show. Visit renorvshow.com for your free tickets to the show. Don't miss the best RV show of the year, the best pricing, and the best selection. October 4th through the 13th at the Wild Island Family Adventure Park.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. 800-223-3831. That's 800-223-3831.
Are payday loans ruining your life? Do you want control over your money again? If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, listen closely. You may be eligible for a program payday loan companies don't want you to know about. A program that may help get aggressive and unfair payday loan companies out of your bank account and get you back on track to financial freedom. Payday loan companies may trap you into paying outrageously high interest rates, and they take way too much of your hard-earned money every week. We understand their tactics and know how to keep them off your back. We'll fight hard to help you regain control of your money. If you have two or more payday loan cash advances, call right now for a free consultation.
800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. 800-380-4429. That's 800-380-4429.
Let us know what's on your mind. Like us on Facebook, facebook.com/NevadaTalkNet, or visit our website, nvtalk.com.
This hour of Live and Local Now brought to you in part by Liberty HealthShare, offering an affordable health care option that allows you to enroll any time of the year, even today. Check it out at 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. This to me was fascinating. Watching here in Las Vegas, as Democrats staged a, I guess you could call it a photo op. It was an anti-gun forum one day after the two-year anniversary of 1 October. And Chris Murphy is a senator from Connecticut, was in Las Vegas, but was on with Anderson Cooper. And this was his reaction to the story of Vice President Pence being, shall we say, ticked off at being dragged into this Ukraine controversy, that he's a little upset with the president. Here was Chris Murphy yesterday on CNN.
I think it may also be a little bit of reconstruction of history to suggest the vice president is the one that persuaded the president to release the aid. The president released the aid right after the whistleblower complaint was lodged and shortly before the Appropriations Committee was going to require that the next year's aid be spent. But remember, everyone in Trump's orbit knew what was going on dating back to May. In May, Rudy Giuliani was openly bragging about going to Ukraine to try to convince that government to interfere in the 2020 election. And so Vice President Pence, as well as everyone else in this administration, had the opportunity starting in May to either put a stop to this or come out publicly and expose it. And none of them did it. So I understand that Pence and many others are going to try to wash their hands of it, are going to try to put the best potential spin on it. But all of them are implicated in this scandal because it has been ongoing for months.
It's interesting when the president was refusing to actually answer the question that the reporter asked and then continued to re-ask, I must say, under tremendous pressure from the president not to do that, and then told, you know, to ask something to the president of Finland. It's interesting to me that the president did not want to answer the question, which was, what were you trying to get out of the president of Ukraine? What did you want them to do about the Bidens in terms of investigation? And I'm wondering if the president didn't want to answer that because he doesn't want to have on camera himself saying essentially what he said in the transcript, which is, you know, I wanted the president of Ukraine to investigate the Bidens, to investigate Joe Biden, get, you know, find out information about what I believe is corruption and, you know, about the server, the phantom story about the server being in Ukraine and the Ukrainians being behind the whole hacking of the DNC. I'm wondering, and obviously you don't know this, but it's curious to me that he didn't want to say specifically what he wanted.
There's no way for the president to offer an adequate explanation for what he did. He had two asks of President Zelensky in that phone call. One was to help him destroy Hillary Clinton. The second was to help him destroy Vice President Biden. You cannot do that as the president of the United States. You cannot use the massive power entrusted to you to try to destroy your political opponents. And what we now know is that the effort was much broader than just that phone call, that in fact, for months, the State Department itself and the president's personal lawyer were involved in this effort as well. And so the president is not going to be able to offer an adequate explanation for the corruption that he engaged in that phone call or that the rest of his team has been engaged in for months.
Thank you for playing. Should we or should we not follow the advice of the galactically stupid?
Thank you. Thank you. The last word this hour is going to go to the president of the United States. This is Cut 7, and this is from that that news conference with the president of Finland, where the president of Finland was like a he was like a potted plant. He just stood there while the president did his thing. But this was a question from John Roberts about will he or won't he work with congressional subpoenas, or will he simply ignore them? This was the question and the answer yesterday.
The three House intelligence, three House committees that are looking into the impeachment inquiry gave notice today that they will be sending a subpoena to the White House for documents and other materials. Will you cooperate with those subpoenas?
Well, I always cooperate. This is a hoax. This is the greatest hoax. This is just a continuation of what's been playing out, John, for the last, since my election, I would say, if you want, and probably we'll find out soon, but probably even before my election. This is a fraudulent crime on the American people, but we'll work together with Shifty Shift and Pelosi and all of them, and we'll see what happens because we did absolutely. I had a great call with the president of Ukraine. It was 100%. You have the transcript. And then Schiff went up and he got, as the chairman of the committee, got up and related a call that didn't take place. He made up the language. Hard to believe. Nobody's ever seen this. I think he had some kind of a mental breakdown. But he went up to the microphone and he read a statement from the president of the United States as if I were on the call. Because what happened is when he looked at the sheet, which was an exact transcript of my call, done by very talented people that do this, exact, word for word, he said, wow, he didn't do anything wrong. So he made it up. He went up to a microphone, and in front of the American people and in Congress, he went out and he gave a whole presentation of words that the President of the United States never said. It has to be a criminal act. It has to be. And he should resign. And some people even say it was treason.
Good. God, he is fabulous.
Yeah. This thing has taken on a whole new controversy that I don't think the Democrats ever dreamed of. For years now, I've been telling you how I love the great smooth taste of real water. I also love the convenience and cost savings of their home delivery service. Today, for me, is delivery day, and I just love it. Well, Real Water has upped its game again with Real Water Concentrate. Now, just a few squirts of the Real Water Concentrate, and you can transform any good purified water into real water. Try it with your coffee, your tea, or your juice. To learn more, just go to KevinWallRadio.com. That's KevinWallRadio.com. It's my website. Click on the Real Water icon at the top right of the page. Now you can get Real Water anytime, any place on the go. Wow. Coming up, Wayne Allen Root. War Now. What does he think? He's got a great column in the Las Vegas Review Journal. I recommend it to you, where he says, the last line's the best line, that the president is making the middle class great again. I just love that. Wayne Allen Root will tell you in his own words what's going on. It's all next, live and local now.